For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I hope you're doing great today, this morning. I sincerely mean that every time I say it. I know I've talked to quite a few moms. The kids are out of school in most places, and I'm hearing of summer jobs and summer internships and believing God for this and believing God for that, and that's the way to do it. You go to God and you ask and you say, God, what do you say about this? Because he has an opinion. He not only has an opinion, he has a design. He has a plan. So I'm thrilled when I'm out and about and I'm talking to people or I'm getting emails and they're saying, hey, my son just got this, or hey, you know, we just found out that my daughter's able to do that. That's awesome. Congrats. And well, I hope you're making plans. In 2 weeks, we will have our Mirror 8 Determined Women's Conference. I'm working on getting a mini book put together, and again, to me, they're all important because I feel I'm getting downloaded by God on what to share, and we're already in great anticipation, great prayer for you and for us. That once we get under that roof, I mean, we're just going to blow it wide open with God and God's truths and excitement that we're saved, for heaven's sakes. And truths to live the way we're supposed to live. You know, but you are going to have to be determined, and you will hear some of this that night. And I just look around, I see some things in society, and so do you, that have gotten pulled down even in the last decade. But you don't have to go with that flow, my friend. You can be determined to rise against it. In fact, you should be, as a Christian. And then you are going to find you will have to be determined to fulfill your mission, your call upon this earth. And I want to talk about that. I want to share that. We also will have a time for our young girls, 12 to 18, with my daughter, Hannah Donahue. She's going to share an area that she continues to have to be determined about. And I believe your young girls will very much identify with this. And she's also going to pull on two other young college girls to share areas they're having to be determined to make happen in their lives. And so you come out June 15th. I think you're going to love it. We're all ready. We're getting, gosh, we have donations. The conference is paid in full. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for people who give so that others may partake. And I just think it's going to be great. So you look on my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, to get all that information. But this week, I'm going to spend some time talking about the wisdom of God. We got quite a bit of feedback after last week with trials. And in that same book of the book of James, James says, look, to get through these trials, if you need wisdom, ask of God. In fact, James 1:5, if you lack wisdom, ask of God. He will give it to you liberally and without reproach. He'll give you that wisdom. We're going to talk about it all week. So join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.